In the chapel of the Woodfords Congregational Church in Portland, the Borromeo String Quartet is running through the piece they will premiere at the much larger Merrill Auditorium this Thursday night. Composer Elliot Schwartz, seated a few feet away in a pew, is following along with the score until it's time to suggest some changes.
Could you have the crescendo go directly into their first note without a pause? Just keep it going so that there's no silence.
Let's see, that has to do with how I catch her.
Yeah, so one goes right into it.
Schwartz says the piece was initially envisioned as an homage to the 20th century American composer Aaron Copland. But then last summer, the idea took a bit of a turn after Schwartz and his wife took a field trip to New York and at the Jewish Museum saw an exhibition of the works of sculptor Louise Nevelson, who happened to grow up in the mid-coast Maine city of Rockland.
And we'd seen her work before, but we'd never seen that many pieces all in one place. And they're overwhelming, and they're absolutely amazing. And I was prepared to be overwhelmed and amazing, but I wasn't prepared for this kind of idea that struck me, which is just that her work is very musical in ways that related to my music. To use other people's music, fragments and quotes of music of the past, and use it in such a way that it becomes part of single-minded textures. And I thought, I can do that. I can do that musically, what she's doing.
There's also a connection between Copland and Nevelson in terms of their beginnings or heritage or culture.
The two artists were born within a year of each other, 1899 and 1900. They both lived very long, fruitful lives. Copland to the age of 90 and Nevelson into her 80s. Both Russian-Jewish immigrant families. Both studied abroad. Both of them wanted to escape, I think, the stifling environments of their hometown. Sorry about that, Rockland. And both of them went abroad to study and again had very energizing kinds of experiences there. Both of them came back, settled in New York, and became very powerful figures in the New York scene in their two respective arts.
When you were taking in the Nevelson work, did you hear some of this music?
What I thought of, this would probably take longer than the time you've got, was that the aspect of her work, which is basically that it's on one level monolithic, is a word I keep using all the time when I describe her art. It's very solid and single dimensional and overpowering. These are gigantic objects, and they all look like icebergs. So they're so big and they're so unified. The closer you get to them, the more you realize that they're made up of tiny, disparate bits of flotsam and jetsam, bits of junk, basically. Old doorknobs and table legs and driftwood. And it struck me that that's very similar to my music.
Schwartz has added a bit of a surprise, as he puts it, into the piece, which requires the musicians to speak.
You've given away the surprise, but that's okay. There's a passage in the piece where, at a very gentle moment, in fact, the players begin speaking one by one, and the sentences that they are uttering are quotes from Copland and Nevelson, from their writings. Very provocative ones. They have to do with the state of art. And eventually the quotations begin to merge and blur, overlap, turn into whispers, and then fade away.
If you have creative work, you don't have age or time.
If a literary man puts together two words about music, one of them will be wrong.
The Borromeo Quartet will present the world premiere of String Quartet No. 2 for Louise and Aaron by main composer Elliot Schwartz this Thursday evening at Portland's Merrill Auditorium. It's the first piece ever commissioned by PCA Great Performances. For MPBN News, I'm Keith Shortall.
Like the middle ground, the most boring place in the world.
Is there meaning to music?
My answer would be yes.